to give you an update on a story we first told you about back in July.
If you ever wanted to control where your tax dollars go, here's your chance to decide.
The Congressional Deficit Reduction Supercommittee obviously failed to reach a consensus on cuts to the federal budget. But there are lots of responsible Americans who think they could make some of those decisions. They all, even though it's virtual, the game is called Budget Hero. The rules are pretty simple.
You control each piece of the budget with a click. Pay attention to the meters. If you spend too much or tax too little, our debt rises. And keep an eye on the year your budget eventually goes bust. Think of the kids and grandkids. So get started and see if you have the right stuff to be a budget hero.
Budget Hero was launched in 2008. You can still go play this game on the web. Over the summer, the debt ceiling crisis caused the number of people playing that game to spike. Thousands have played it, and Linda Fanton joins us now to talk about what kind of solutions they came up with. She's director of network journalism and innovation at American Public Media and one of Budget Hero's creators. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
So what kind of people ended up playing Budget Hero? Do you know?
Sure. Well, it was a pretty broad mix of Americans. We had good representation in age and income and political affiliation. We did have quite a bit of a gender gap. In many more males and females played the game, but surprisingly, we saw very little difference in their policy preferences. Really, across the spectrum, there's actually quite a bit of consensus out there among the American budget heroes about how we can get control of the deficit.
So what kind of solutions did people come up with? If you pulled 12 people out of your budget hero players to be part of their own super committee, what would our budget look like now?
Well, there are about 5 or 6 policies that got a supermajority in terms of the support. So rapidly cut the troops in Afghanistan and Iraq was the most popular budget policy option, and that got about 78, almost 79% support from budget heroes who played the game. Reform and simplify the tax code, cut discretionary spending by 10%, require wealthier seniors to pay more for prescription drug benefits, and raise the Social Security age and slow the increase of Social Security. So,
anyone get rid of public broadcasting?
No, they didn't. That surprisingly has very little effect on the federal budget.
Actually, Linda, that doesn't surprise me at all. Well, you said reform the tax code, but what about taxing people higher, raising taxes? Did people have reluctance to do that?
You know, they did. We didn't see a lot of options where people were raising taxes. There was quite a bit of support for ending tax breaks for big oil. That ended up on the top 10 list and on many top 10 lists, even when you break the information down by income, by political affiliation. So I think that was one of our big takeaways from all of this, is that when you give people the option to weigh the consequences of their decisions, you put that in some context, they're actually able to make decisions that in some cases go against their own self-interest.
Well, only if they're not employed in Washington. Linda Fanton is the director of network journalism and innovation at American Public Media. You can play the game Budget Hero now online. Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.